Okay, today's daf is daf chavtes and meseches nazir. We're all plugged in. Okay, and we are up to the Mishnah. Again, right before the Mishnah, we had the discussion a little bit of peyanachris, of sheitels. Again, that's part of the more general issue of kisi rosh lanashim. But at least we touched on a little bit of the sugya and that the issue of peyanachris. Okay, says the Mishnah, ha'ish madir is beno benazir. Just scheduling wise, first day chalom oed. There is no shear. There's no shear. The daf is only two lines long.
No, five.
5 lines. 5 lines long, but we're going to somehow be mashlam at either on Yantif or on the next day Chol HaMoed. But on the other 3 days Chol HaMoed, there'll be regular shear, regular time, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ha'ish ma'adir es b'no b'nazir, ve'in ha'ish ma'adir es b'no b'nazir. A man can make his son into a nazir. How does he do that? 2 days in the Tosfos and the Rush here. Either he says, my son should be a nazir. And he starts counting miyad. Afilu ein haben yodesh aviv hidir benazir. He's another right away. Inami, or he says to his son, please accept nazirus. So either one of those two, it sounds a cotton. Sounds a cotton. But either way, those are the 2 days how he makes his son into a nazir. Ve'ein ha'isha maderes ben ha'nazir. What does his son do? And his son accepts. His son accepts then. So he convinces his son, let's say, to accept the Naziris right then. So that is, but a woman cannot do that. We'll see in the Gemara, this is a special din, special din learned out from somewhere. And a woman cannot do that. Gila osho gilchuhu krovav. If right away, right when his father says this, or right when he was convinced to say this, he shaves his head, or gets a haircut, or the krovim, the relatives, give him a haircut, micha, or he just protests, pepe, osha michu krovav, or the krovim protests, so that is undermined. That is not a nazir. Even though this is a special type of nazir, somebody else accepting the nazir on your behalf, somehow, part of the, we'll see that this is a halacha moshe b'Sinai, at least according to one, part of the limud is that it can be undermined if you don't want to do it. Right away, you can protest. Oh, your father accepted it, that's the chiddush, but if you show, or if the relatives show, that you don't want this, so then it can be undermined. Tosfos also says if you become a gadol in the middle, it stops. If you bring Shtei Cyrus, also it stops. Tosfos quotes 3 reasons, though, why that detail is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you get a haircut, or if the krovim protests, why don't you say, or if you brought Shtei Cyrus. So Tosfos, Zibra Maskel Ve'ein, quotes 3 reasons why that one is not in the Mishnah. Either because there's a difference between the growing of the hair versus the others. The macha'a and the getting a haircut only work if it's done immediately. If it's done right at the beginning, right after the father says it. Masha'en kein, the godless stops it whenever it occurs. Whenever it occurs. Af achash yisro kfar limnos kama yom nazir, then it stops by godless. That's number one. Number two is maybe it is something subject to machlokes, and the Mishnah does not want to mention something that's totally on machlokes. And number three is the Mishnah only mentioned items that are bidei adam. And this is happens with davar de mamela. It's not something in a person's control to bring Shtei Cyrus. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah. 3 reasons why it's not in the Mishnah. So the man can make his son into a nazir, but the woman cannot make her son into a nazir. But they can get out of it. So now we quoted this earlier back on Daf Chav Dalet, if you remember, because this is going to be one of the examples of a carbon nazir brought without bread. Right? We had the 4 cases: the shelah and the shelah and the la'achar misa and la'achar kapara. Those are the 4 cases of carbon nazir without bread. So this is one of them. If the son had already designated the animal, and let's say the krovim, then immediately when they found out, they protested. The chadash has to die because the bialim are not there anymore. They're only eaten for 1 day. The shlamim, like the chumra of a shalmei nazir, they don't need bread. But if he had unspecified funds for the karbanas, that's the halacha moshe b'Sinai of yiplu l'nedava. They all go to olos. Ma'os b'furash. If you had money, that's b'furash. Then that's just like the karban. To be chadash yochol yam melach. That's to be thrown into the sea. Lo nan and v'lo malin. You're not allowed to get benefit from it, but there's no iser me'ila yet because it wasn't designated. To me ola yavi ola umalin bad. But to me ola, you bring an ola, and that's real me'ila because you're bringing a karban. To me shlamim yavi shlamim v'de echol niomechad, and it's eaten for 1 day. Ve'enon teunin lechem, and it does not need bread. You see, the Gilyan Hashas here has a little Gilyan Hashas by Ve'en Ha'isha. Ve'ina Isha, on the second line of the Mishnah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger points to Ayin Radak Reish Shmuel Aleph. Right, so he knew the Radaks and Shmuel Aleph. If you look at the Radak and Shmuel Aleph on Pasuk Vatidar Neder. So if he quotes a Radak, you got to look up the Radak. So if you look at the Radak and Shmuel Aleph, Berak Aleph, ask the Radak, how did Chana make Shmuel into a Nazir? According to those opinions. We're going to have on the last daf in Meseches Nazir, daf Samafav, the last daf is going to have a Machlokas Tanaim, whether Shmuel was a Nazir or not. We know Shimshon was a Nazir. Was Shmuel a Nazir? Avshalom was a Nazir. Was Shmuel a Nazir? That's not 100% clear. So says the Radak, Ani Tama, right? What does Pasuk Yud Aleph there say? Vatidur Neder, Chana makes a Neder and says, Emro Tireb Ani Bamasecha, Hashem, if you answer me, Uzachar Tani Vatishka Chazamasecha, you remember me and you don't forget me, Vunasat Lamascha Zer Anashim, you give me a child, Vinasat Unasatev Lashem Koyamechayev, I'll give him to Hashem, Umora Lo Yala Arosho. There's the line. Mora will not go on his head. So does that mean fear? He'll never be fearful of anyone? Or does that mean a razor? That he won't get a haircut and he'll be a Nazir? So that's the Machlokas Tanoim, what the word Mora means there. That's the Machlokas, whether he was a Nazir or not. Machlokas between Rabbi Nahoroi and Rabbi Yossi. But the Radak there asks, if he's a Nazir, I don't understand how he's a Nazir. Eichal Nidra al-Banasha haya Nazir. Number one, how did it was a Chalanim? Ba'ot shalom haya ba'olam. Forget the issue of on another person. He was a davar shlo b'olam, he wasn't born yet. Even if he was ba'olam, only a father can do it, not a daughter, not a mother, like it says in our Mishnah. And even a man is only halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So I don't understand this. The Radak says, I don't know why Chazal didn't talk about this. This is such a difficult question. I don't know why Chazal didn't talk about it. Kolo matzasi b'divrayim b'zeh shum davar. Lo b'medrish v'lo b'talmud. I never saw anything about it. Ad kan divrei Radak. So that's it. It doesn't quote anything. It doesn't give any answer. How did it work? That's what Kiva Eger is referring to, that Radak. There is a Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Meseches Nazir, the last parak, where he asked this question. The avda ein isha materis b'na b'nazir. Even though a woman cannot, chana nadra Shetifate le'elkana achi yisratze. Chana made a neder that she was going to convince Elkana to get Shmuel to be a Nazir. V'lo matzinu shlo hisratze. And we don't find that she was not successful. You don't find that she was successful. But he has this suggestion. Maybe that was her neder. She says, I'm going to make sure that Morlo Yala Arosho. How was she going to do that? She was going to convince her husband to make sure that her son was a Nazir, to go through the proper halachic channels. But either way, the Gilui Nashas here quotes that issue of how Chana did it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ish in Aval Ishalo, Mashma, only the man could bring, make his son into a Nazir, not the woman, not the mother. My time, why? Machlokas Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halacha Ibn Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says, it is a halacha, tosis halacha lemoshe misinai. That a man can make a son into a Nazir with inherent undermining capabilities, right? Based on of Krovim and themselves. For Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Ish Lakish, Kidei Lachancho B'mitzvus. Mitzvus Chinuch. It's Chinuch. Mitzvah the Rabbanan. Get your son into the proper frame of mind. So, Lachancho B'mitzvus. So today's Amud, or today's Daf, is going to be a early heavy daf where a lot of the action is on the first number of lines here. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. So Reish Lakish says, "Kedei lachancho b'mitzvos." Even before that, first, yeah. So says the Maariv Chayes here. The Maariv Chayes here asks in his lashon. Read you his lashon. Nearly be'enai kashali kushya chamura ma'od. I got a very serious problem here, says the Maariv Chayes. What's my problem? Hine yadana kochen yinachinach. What's chinach about? The mitzvah of chinach. L'man shelo yiyya mitzvos ala adam l'masa. That a person doesn't feel mitzvos are a burden. Im achiv yaschel b'pesa pisom miyach nasa gadol. If all of a sudden I'm up to 13 years old, I'm doing whatever I want, and all of a sudden I turn 13, I have all these 613 new rules, v'kodem azvan yechafshi mikala mitzvos, won't be able to do it. If that's why Chazal came up with the idea of chinuch, in order to make it easier for children when they become gedolim. Acharei shod kodem hazman hayu mergalim bahem. That's the kasha. V'hinei, so says the Maariz Chayis, at kan, when do you say that there's a mitzvah of chinuch, rach ba'osu ba'mitzvah asher motal and chov ala adam? Mitzvahs that you're going to do, for sure. Come on, mitzvahs, lulav, sukkah, v'chadome. Aval edni nedarim v'nezirus, asher enam chov ala adam lindar ala hazir. Maybe this child will never be a nazir, so why should they should be chinuch? Whether should there be chinuch by something that he might not ever happen? Chinuch is only by mitzvahs that he will for sure do. Hare adarabah. Amru hanoder ki'ilu banabama. We had Reb Nassan three times in Masechas Nedarim. Reb Nassan says, if you make an eder, you're like building a bama. V'rak ha-mitzvahs ha-tulim in edar v'naziris kulam he-marak b'tnai im hiktim lema dibur b'nedar v'naziris v'kivin she'in ka mitzvah mudel as-klachova eich nofel al-zeh inyin chinuch. Inyin chinuch. V'tzarech iyun gadol. Tzarech iyun gadol. He quotes as a kushik hamura ma'od. He says, I only have one possibility. I have one suggestion. If you look in the Rush right here, or if you look in the Shiva Kubetz, it's also quoted. The Rush here says, in mine, it's the top line of the Rush. Amen Aleph. Kedei lachancho b'mitzvahs, de nazir siyag l'precious. The top lines of that Rush. Naziris is a siyag for precious. Says the Maariz Chayis, maybe you're right, he might not be a nazir, but a life of precious, a life of being happy with what we have and not going overboard, so in Tanugim, maybe that is a message we want to give him. You're right, we don't, Chizirus is not a chiyuv, but at least the idea of precious is something that we would like to teach him. So maybe that's why Nazirus is something that will lead up to something that he will for sure do. V'ulayis arabazeh, the v'tiris demitzis chidah nofel al-kan, she'yargal asma v'bidas ha'istapkus kishe yigdal. That is the Maariz Chayis' question and suggestion. The Me'iri here, though, says, this is Gufa the Machlokas Amoran. That's why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say it. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to come on to Halacha Moshe Misina because there's no chinuch here by Naziris. That's what the Meiri says, Gufa. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi chinuch is that there is. But Rabbi Yochanan rejects it because Rabbi Yochanan says, but after there is no chinuch by such mitzvahs. Because it's not something that will for sure come to fruition.
As opposed to an average 12-year-old that drinks wine,
just to give him the message, Lav Dafka that is specifically wine and haircuts and tumah. But the idea of living a life of limits on my ta'anugim. So you're right. The Ramban relates to how much a nazir is really a model for us. But that's the Maariz Chayis' kasha. Yeah. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. What about Nadar? Okay, that's point number one. Point number two on this line, which is doing the three lines of Kedei Lachancho B'mitzvahs, the other point is a Minchas Asher that I said I mentioned a week ago, and I said, oh, we'll come back to it hopefully on Daf Chavtes. So, to fulfill our neder. Says the Minchas Asher in Vayera, Simen Chaf Aleph, right, on the Pasuk of Ki Yedativ L'manasher Yitzavez Banavez Beso Acharav, I love Avram Avinu, says Hashem, because he commands his children about me to guard the Torah. So this is one of the makaras for the mitzvah of chinuch. But throughout Shas, the mitzvah of chinuch is assumed to be a mitzvah midirabanan. A mitzvah midirabanan. Brachas memches, you have a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos, whether the mitzvah of chinuch is on the father or on the son. We're not going to get into that now. That is a big discussion with nafkaminas. But either way, it's assumed to be a mitzvah derabanan. So asks the, or notes, Rav Asher wise, l'didini re pashutu barur. The shorish mitzvah zu de oraisahi. You can't say this is a regular mitzvah. Chazar mesakein chinuch. Chazar mesakein the mitzvah of chinuch. Well, I have to make sure my child follows the straight and the narrow because the rabbis told me to. What, the Torah is not interested in that? Mi de oraisahi, there's no such thing as chinuch. Mi de rabbanan, there is. That can't be. This pasuk, yidativ. Ella, it must be that mi de oraisa mitzvah zu mesur la'av l'chadach l'fidaito v'avanaso. In chinuch mi daraisa, the idea of chinuch is definitely daraisa idea. To lead your family, b'derach haTorah, even before they're 13, that's definitely daraisa the idea. The details of chinuch, that's derabanan. Chazal said, at what age by every mitzvah, u'mitakanat l'chavim yish geder barur mesuyem u'mugdar, b'chiyiv zeh. The k'chiyiv ha'gadol mitzvah daraisa, k'chiyiv ha'gadol. The fact that a child has to do it in the same way that the gadol does it. And therefore, katan hayodel ananeach chayiv belulav. Chayiv asukah, that chiyuv is the rabbanon, the specifics, but the idea is daraisa. And he quotes a number of rayas, we'll just mention two of them. Number one, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuvah, that there are 24 dvarim that are ma'akev shuvah, right, in Perek Dalet. The chapter al dvarim ha'machmen is a tshuva. Arba mehen avon gadol v'ha'osa echad mehem en HaKadosh Baruch Hu masmi v'yadol asa tshuva. L'fi godol cheto. Four of them are so bad, Hashem doesn't let you do tshuva. Number one, Elu Hain. One of them, Haroe Beno Yotzi L'tar Bezra'a V'einu M'macha B'yado. You see your child starting to go off the path and you don't try to stop him. We're not talking about a gadol here, we're talking about a katan. Right? Ro Yotzi L'tar Bezra'a L'chora Ine M'kol Chov Asav. Even by a gadol. The chinuch doesn't stop by 13. Chinuch doesn't stop by 13. You also have to mechadech them all their lives. So you have to say there's a daraisa idea when it comes to chinuch. Number one, from that Rambam. And number two, he says, you find this elsewhere. You saw that I'm near a pashut. The chova al ha'adam l'kayim ratzon Hashem af bedvarim shalom nimu minyan anatar yag. Says the Minchas Asher, something that he says elsewhere as well, but here's where he develops it a lot, and that is sometimes there's something that's called, that we know as Ratzon Hashem, even though it's not one of the mitzvahs. There's 613 mitzvahs, but there are other ideas that Hashem definitely wants. What we call the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Right? Even though it's not Mechuyev. Machmash lo nemer b'lashem sivim mefurash. Mikol makom nitztavinu behem delofi Ratzon HaTorahim. Right, he quotes the example that we've quoted in the past, and that is Tsar Balechayim. Painting an animal. What's the source for painting an animal? The Gemara says it in a number of places. Tsar Balechayim Daraisa. What's the makar? Minchas Asher quotes 11 sources. 11 sources for Tsar Balechayim. All different ones. He quotes Rashi and Shabbos. You learn it from the mitzvah of unloading an animal. Shidu Kubet says you learn it from not the isra of muzzling an animal. Or you learn it from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam says you learn it from the pasuk by Bilam. That's the most exciting one. The donkey turns to Bilam and says, why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me? That's the makar for Tsar Balechayim. V'yalach the Midrachav. The Chasam Sofer says it's learned that from a pasuk in Ashrei. V'racham of Akol Masav. Right, all these different shiluach hakan, you can't. The Eben Ezra says the isser of kilai behema, working two animals together. The isser is because it's not fair, because one animal is going to go faster than the other animal. It's going to be tsar. So there are many. You can look at this in Simon Chaf Aleph and the Minchas Asher and Breishis. You quote 11 sources. How can there be 11 sources? What's the answer? Because the real source is Ratzon Hashem. That's the real source of Tsar Balechayim. Okay, all the different mepharshim throughout the generations connected it to a different makar. But the real ikir is that this is Ratzon HaTorah. And Chazal, Torah left it open to what the makar is. That is a very important point, says the in the Minchas Asher. Okay, so that is dealing with Simen Chaf Aleph in Breishis. Simen Chaf Aleph in Breishis. Ratzon HaTorah. He says it in Dvarim again as well by another context. I don't remember exactly offhand. Says the so again, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that a man has this ability to make his son into an Uzzer, but a mother does not. Why? Either as Halacha Moshe B'Sinai or as Mitam Chinuch. So ask the Gemara. Ihachi, if it's Chinuch, afilu Yishanami. So what about the mother? What about the mother? So the Gemara answers, Kesavar, Rish Lakish holds, Ish chayev lachanech beno b'mitzvus. Ve'ein ha'isha chayev es lachanech es beno. Only a father's mechuyev. Only a father's mechuyev. And not the son. Continue. Bishlam al-Rabbi Yochanan damar halachi ben azir amtu lahachi beno in bitalo. I understand the chilek according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's halacha moshe b'Sinai. So you can have whatever limits you want. However, it was nimsar as a halacha. El reish lakish afilu bito. Go to the reish lakish. Find the mother's apple. What about the daughter? So you have to be mechanech your daughter. Kesavar beno chayav lachancho bito ein chayav lachancho. Again, the Gemara says amazing. There are certain limits. Only a son is included in the ikar din of chinuch, but the daughter is not. The daughter is not. Let's talk about each of these. First, let's talk about the mother, and then the daughter, and then another general point of chinuch. First of all, the mother. The mother is no mis of chinuch by the mother. The mother is no mis of chinuch. What about all the mafarshim ask? Hilni amalka. What about hilni amalka? Sukkah daf beis. Right, that she brought not only this Hilni Amalka here, Nazir Chavtes, right? We just had it a couple of lot ago where she did her own Naziris, but what does that have to do with her child?
21 years.
Right, 21 years, but that's about her own Naziris. That's not about the child. Not about the child in Sukkah with the Sukkah. But Hilni Amalka, she brought her kids into the Sukkah.
So we said there was no father, right?
That's a Shaila, right? So that's a Shaila. So you see there, so one answer there is that there was a father. There was a father, but anyway, so she was doing his chiyuv. That's number one. Another answer given is that maybe Maybe the answer is, maybe it's Machlokas Tanoim, the Meiri here says. Machlokas Tanoim, whether the mother is Mechuyevus or not. The most popular answer given by the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, and the Achronim expand on it, we mentioned back in Yuma. I looked at my notes, I didn't remember this. Yuma Pebez, that's where the action is, but remember, mentioned there, the Tosfos Yishanim. The Tosfos Yishanim there says, he has two possibilities. First he says, Dahasam lo airi eladafka le'inyin nazirus. Maybe there's no chinuch when it comes to nazirus. The mother doesn't have to be give chinuch to nazirus to the child. Aval vaday le'inyin shar mitzvahs chayav l'chancha. But vaday le'inyin shar mitzvahs. What's nazirus? What's so special about nazirus? So Rav Yashiv explains there, the Karen Ora explains here, that the difference is exactly the point of the Maariv Chayis before. Obligatory mitzvahs, mitzvahs chova, and mitzvahs rishus. Mitzvahs chova, the both parents. Mitzvahs chova, the mother and the father. Chovos, sukkah, lulav. But mitzvahs shall rishus, like nazirus. So that's what the mother might not be obligated in. That's what the mother might not be obligated in. That's the pshat given in the Tosfos Yishanim there, but that's a chiluk that many mefarshim give. The chiluk between, what? Yuma pebez, mitzvahs chiyuvios, and mitzvahs shel rishus. That's the answer given. Again, the Tosfos Yishanim over there, I think they quote Rashi. Rashi in Chagiga Dafbeis quotes Mefurish, the father and the mother of Mechuyev. The Beis of an Aleph. So again, l'chora, that's the answer that that is accepted by most poskim, and that is the mother is obligated, it's just nazirus. Maybe she's only obligated in mitzvahs chiyuvios and not mitzvahs shel rishus. That's regarding the mother. Yeah. So now let's get to the daughter. Exactly. Right, so what about the daughters? So we got the mother. So the mother's obligated. Don't take this commercial seriously. Maybe it's especially done in nazirus. What about the daughters? So, is the daughter the tourist from Talmud Torah? So therefore there's no chinuch. Must be connected to that somehow. Rav Moshe, though, has a tshuva in Yoredeya, in Chelek, Beis, Simen, Kuf, Yud, Gimel. Right? Don't give me theoretical. Give me Lamaisa, Tachlis. Can I take it out of Meiser money? Right? So, tuition for my daughters. In Yecholim, L'shalim, yeah?
Women are obligated in
Nazirus. Correct. I'm pleased that there's still a Chelek, because the whole thing is a Chiddush. The whole thing is a Chiddush, like the Maariv Chayis said before.
Why should they be any different?
So, got to work on that. Why should they be different? You're right. It's an answer, but it still requires more elaboration. Meaning a woman is just as obligated in nazirus like a man. So what, but may a father, though, has more of an obligation to be mechanech his son in mitzvahs that he might not even ever come to, while a mother does not. The burden of it, the kasha is still on the father than on the mother.
Right.
Father's still on the kasha. However you answer the father, you're going to have to answer, will work for the mother as well. Okay, you have to work it out. It's a chiluk, but you have to figure out why the chiluk holds true, because the mother should be the same as the father regarding the zebras. Rav Moshe has a tshuva again in Beis Kuf Yud Gimel. Can one use miser money to pay the tuition for his daughter's education? Right? Can he do that? Because after all, the Gemara says that pturos from bimechanech the daughters. So again, lamaisa, most poskim say that don't take this Gemara so literally. One has to be mechanech their daughters as well, especially says Rav Moshe in our country. What do you mean, says Ramosha? Ava labano she'in chiv ala av lalam ilham Torah hari ein zed davar shebechova v'mish sarach ha'ishach lahatur liti mikesa meiser. Theoretically, maybe you would say that. But, ava b'medina seinu kan shemechuyavin midina demalchusa lalam demavati sefer shalohem. It's a law that you got to send your kids to school. U'b'chaste Hashem yizbarach al Yisrael. Because of chaste Hashem, in the Medina shal chesed, ikah harishus lalam demavati sefer shetachas hanholos Yisrael k'sheirim v'yirei Hashem. We have the possibility of having our own yeshivos and girls' schools. Shenimsa she'im lo yitim bito lomod bebeit sefer kasher kahadu isyako v'chadome l'schanech shem b'derech ha'torah v'emunah v'shmiras ha'mitzvahs. If you don't send them to a Jewish school, how are you muchrach litinos ala beit sefer shalom adina shu chas v'shalom lotar lo amuna shezemechuyev gam liro shetiyah bito k'sheira lahamin b'shem u'betaraso u'lekayim kol mitzvosav afos az mamon. You do have a chiyev to make sure your child, your daughter, grows that. Okay, Torah is a different obligation, but in terms of emuna, in terms of other hashkafa, u'memela hudavar shebechova. So, sorry, that is not included in what's able to be taken off for most meiser. Okay, and one final point regarding chinuch, and then we will move on, and that is Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks, on the bottom of the previous amud, in Dibra Maschol Bino, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. So how could there be a discussion at the end of Yevamis, we discuss this Kuf Yudalan and Yevamis, whether if you see your child eating a piece of treif or doing an aveira, whether you have to stop them or not. And we paskin to a certain extent that you're not mitzvah lafrisho. You don't have to stop. What do you mean not mechuyav to stop him? You have to be mechanech with mitzvahs. Of course you have to stop them from doing aveiros. But you have to stop them. If you even have to go above and beyond to tell them to do a mitzvah, isn't it kol shekein? Ask Tosfos. Of course, it says in Yevamis, katan ochron aveiros, ein bezim mitzvah lafrisho. How does that work? You have a chiyav to teach them mitzvahs, but you don't have a chiyav to stop them from aveiros? So Tosfos says, very important answer, chinuch is by mitzvahs and not by aveiros. V'yeshlomar, 5 lines from the bottom, 10 lines, 6 lines from the bottom, in Dibur Maschol Bino. V'yeshlomar, dechinuch lo shayach elo lahasiru la'asos l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Aval lahasir mi la'avar ein ze chinuch. That's not chinuch, says Tosfos, only by mitzvahs and not by aveiros. Let me ask you a kasha. One of the makaris of chinuch is by the Mishnah in Yuma, where it came up. That is, making your child fast. Isn't that by Averis? Isn't that by Averis? Making your child fast. What's the answer? It's an Isser Aseh. It's an Aseh. There's no Los Aseh to fast on Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Inui. Works in beautifully. What about, I'll give you another example. Another, he has a quote here, but where else do we have an example, chilip between mitzvahs versus Averos, in a time period when somebody is not obligated? So here we have it by a cotton. You got to put this together. Women when? By Shabbos. Women are obligated in both. Right? There's a Gzeira Shavah, Shavah V'Zachar. Give me another example. Avos called the Matan Torah. Avos called the Matan Torah, right? So many older Rishonim ask, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? How can Moshe's parents be a nephew and an aunt? Right? How can Moshe build a Matzeva? What's the answer? So many different answers given. We had a whole shiur on it. But the Gerarye, the Maharal in Parshas Vayigash says, the Avos only did mitzvahs. The Avos only did mitzvahs. They didn't do Averis. They violated Averis. There's only chinuch. There's only an idea of doing something when you're not obligated by mitzvahs aseh. So it's beautiful. You've got to put the art Tosfos with the Ger Aryeh in by Yigash. What's the point of being Mekayim on something that Hashem didn't tell you not to do? So again, that's part of a larger topic, but that is the Maharal, which works in beautifully with our Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Gimel writes this halacha of katan ochron aveiros, bezim doesn't have to be mafresh them, but you should try to prevent them. So that's where the Chafetz Chaim makes sure that we don't get any false impressions here. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Gimel. If you never saw it, please open it up sometime today, tomorrow. Upashut dim shama lebro bito ktanim shem medabrim lashon hara. If you hear your child speak in lashon hara, mitzvah legar bahem olafrisha mizeh. Of course you have to stop it. V'chein mi machlokes v'shar klalos. Ubanoseinu harabim kama nechshalom bazeh. In our great sins, we're nichshal on this. Shem inicha lebnei medabrim lashon hara v'rachilus. They're just kids. Leave them alone. Come on, let them have some fun. No, they're being misragel to terrible behaviors. V'nasa murgo bazeh kol kach atcha afilu kishenetzgadol v'shomeh sheish bezeh iser gadol kasha lifrosh meher gelo. Even when they get older, it'll be difficult to separate. Shehurgo bazeh shanim rabos v'yedaver etzlo b'cheskas heter. So Mishnah Berurah says you got to start from a low age, and he continues and says when you bring up to shul, you got to make sure they know what a shul is. You got to make sure they know a shul isn't just for schmoozing with their friends. It's for coming to speak to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to make sure from a young age we're mechanech them in the proper way.
And the
essays, if you want to fit it in, the essays of Shmiras Aloshon, right? The essays of Hatzal Recha Kamocha, right? The part of the part of, you got to check in the other in his Shmiras Aloshon, but that's what he mentions. Okay, let's go weiter. So again, two reasons why a father can make his son into a Nazir and a mother cannot, either because of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai or because of the mitzvah of Chinuch. So now let us go to Bishlama. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh line. Bishlama, so the whole Amud Aleph here is going to go back and forth, asking a kasha on one sheet and not on the other. Bishlama, Rabbi Yochanan Damar Halachi Ibn Azir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that the father could do it. Ahachi Ibn Azir Simin Adaram Lo. Then I understand you could have any limits that you want. It's only by Naziris you find the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and not by general Nedarim. Elo Reish Lakish, if you learn Nedarim Nami, but according to Reish Lakish, is to be mechanich them, sure it shouldn't be specific by Naziris, it should be all Nedarim, especially according to what we said before for the Maris Chayas. If it's a Siyag L'Precious, so then all Nedarim should be included. So the Gemara answers, Inachinami. Lomi boy kamar. Yes, all in Nedarim, but it's even Naziris. Lomi boy bin Nedarim delesle nevil, not only by other Nedarim, where it doesn't cause such distress to the child, there is chinuch, el afilu bin Naziris, even by Naziris. This le nevil, he's going to become disgusting, he's going to have that long hair, afilu achichai v'chancho, even there it applies. Period. Bishmol Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halacha Ibn Azir, fine, by according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is a halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. Haidat Tani Michoshim Michu Krovav. You understand how there is an inherent undermining capability, because that's part of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, built in that they can get out of it. El Rabbi Yozir Rabbi Chanina Amrish Lakish. But according to the other sheet that says it's chinuch, Kol Kibinehon Krovim. Is it in the power of the Krovin to Amrin Leilo Tigmei Mitzvus? Could they go over to the, you're trying to be mechanech your child, and they can say, no, they can undermine your mitzvah? How is that possible? The Gemara says, you're right, yes, ksavar, kochinav delochashiv lonichalei. No, they say, if it's not an important, substantive type of chinuch, then we want to get rid of it. We don't agree with this derech of chinuch. Right, the language of the Rush, look at the language of the Rush, about the 10th line, kochinav shein krovav mechashbin oso bizayinhu velonichalei ligar, lenair. Right, they think of this as a bizayin. They don't want the child to have this. It's going to cause him problems. He's going to violate. So they could get out of it. Continuing. According to Rabbi Yochanan also, that is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. I understand that this halacha Moshe B'Sinai could allow him to shave his whole head, which is an iser daraisa. But a nazir shaves off his payas. So this is daraisa of hakafa. So how are you allowed to do that? So usually we say it's asi docha lo saseh. The mitzvah saseh of Naziris is docha the lo saseh of lo sakifu pas roshchem. So if it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it has what the Ramban suggests, it has the regular dinim of a daraisa, so the principle of asi docha lo saseh could apply also by a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Isra violating Akav is Daraisa. So how could the Durabanan violate the Daraisa? Doesn't he need to be Hakafa, and that's a violation? Is there an Isra for a cotton to have his payas cut? Is there an Isra there? So the Meiri says it's part of Chinuch. You know, isn't that the Avera side of it? So the Meiri has a lashon that it can't be that Chazal would be metaking a mitzvah of chinuch by something that's going to be usher when he becomes a gadol. Find neutral ground. But Chazal aren't going to tell you to do something, but Vadai give you the option of making him into a nazir by something that's going to become nazir when he becomes a gadol. So this is the Meiri says that's what the shot is. The other answer, the Shimon Kubetza says the isra is on the makif, not on the nikaf. This is on the one cutting. You know, the cutting is just a hechi timsi. So the Isra is the cutting, which is a major discussion in the Isra Makif and Nikaf, but that is either one of those two answers. So says the Gemara, isn't it a Daraisa? The Gemara answered, no. Kasavra, Kavas Kalarosh, Mida Rabbanan. He holds, no, shaving the entire head is Drabanan. Mida Oraisa, the Isra Daraisa is making your payas even with the back of your head, right, going straight across. That's the Isra Daraisa. But shaving the entire head, that's better. That's only Drabanan. Because that's not evening, that's having no hair there. So that's an Isser, it's only Isser Durabanan. So once it's Durabanan, then we've leveled the playing field. V'chinuch mi Durabanan, v'asi chinuch Durabanan, v'dochi hakafa Durabanan. So it's all Durabanan, so then you can have it. Durabanan is doche a Durabanan. Period. Weiter. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, you okay? Wondering something?
No, that's
sorry? Telling a cotton to do any malacha, right? Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that, right. So, Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Halacha, you could put a 2-year-old in front of a light and hope for the best. But you can't move their hands. You can't use them as your extension. You can just put them there and hope for the best. Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Halacha, Ibn Azir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's a halacha, ahachi megaleach maisi karpas. I understand why he's going to bring a carbon. He's going to bring a carbon to the base of Megdash because it's a dindaraisa. El Rabbi Yozir, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Yishlach, Jayat Chanacha, Bemitzvahs, Hakam maisi chulun la'azara. Midaraisa, this is meaningless. Midaraisa is not really a nazir. and we're going to allow him to bring the karbanis of a Naziris to the Azara. Tosva says, what are we worried about? Shlamim, so it'll be like a Nadava. Ola, it'll be like a Nadava. What are we worried about? Chatas. Tosva says, worry about the Chatas. That's the problem. Chatas can't be a Nadava. So aren't we, isn't it Isser Chulun la'Azara? So Togemar answers, no. Ksavar Chulun ba'Azara la'Avda Raisa. Another major issue, which we don't have time to talk about. Maybe the Isser of bringing Chulun la'Azara, top Tosfos. Tosfos says everything related to Chulun la'Azara is Durabanan. And again, once it's all Durabanan, Durabanan can be Docha Durabanan. The Maariv Chayis here says, I have another Kasha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Kelayim, the last halacha of Hilchos Kelayim, that you're only allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna B'Shas Avoda, because the Shatna's in there. The Shatna's in the Big Day Kahuna. So the Rambam says you can only wear it during the Avoda, Asi Docha Losasei. So how could the Kohanim wear these big, find the God out of the carbon? That's an Issur Rabbanan. But the Kohanim wearing Big Day Kahuna, this is Shalom B'Shas Avoda. This isn't really Avoda. So how could they wear the Big Day Kahuna? So says the Maariv Chayis, again an issue we spoke about all the way back when in Masechah Shabbos. The Isser of Kilhayim is only when you have Kavana Lehenos, Melevisha. But if you're doing it L'Shei Mitzvah, there's no Isser. And he quotes, this is one of the examples where you don't say Psik Reisha. Again, we discussed this. There's a Tosfos in Shabbos that discusses this in the Chaf Tes or so. Tosfos says, Psik Reisha does not apply in this case, even though it seems like, what do you mean? He's wearing it. No, the Isser of Shatnez is not just wearing it, but it's being miskaven lahenos from it. And if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, it's not a problem. Okay. Continues. The Gemara. Again, there's more there, but you can look up that Maariv Chayis. Bish, the Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Alachi ben Azir, Ahachi. So fine, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's Alachi Majib Sinai, so we understand, ki mitmi, maisi karben siparin, v'achel Kohen Malika. I understand that the Nazir can bring the birds when he becomes Tamei. The Kohen will do Malika, and it's not a problem. We know that for every bird that's not a karban, shchita is done. Shchita is done with a knife, and it's done at the front of the neck. Every bird that's a karban, malika is done with it. Malika is using the fingernail of the kohen, and it's done from the back of the neck. Those are the two differences in shchita and malika. If you do malika to a non-karban, or shchita to a karban, so they're both pasul, nevela. Right, not allowed to do that. Apostles the carbon. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is Dindo Raisa. So I understand that you did Malika to this bird. According to Rabbi Chanina, Mida Raisa, this isn't a carbon. So you're doing Malika to it. How can the Kohen eat it? Another great Chiddush. Mida Raisa, the chiluk between Shchita and Malika is a Durabanan chiluk. Mida Raisa, you just got to kill the animal. Just got to kill the bird. You just have to make the blood, Tosva says, you just got to make the blood come out of the nostrils. And that is the din da'oraisa. That's the din da'oraisa. And Tosfos Yiras Ksavar. V'lotzricha l'nechira simanim l'hotzi adam. Da'oraisa, you don't need anything more. Just like fish. What do you need by fish? Nothing. You take them out of the water. So you have a precedent. V'chulun bazar la'av da'oraisa. Period. So because of that, it again gets it down to a drabana level, and therefore there's no problem. So drabana can be docha drabana. Viter. So we finished all the kashas. The Savar Rabbi Yossi Achim, does Rabbi Yossi really hold this, that Malika is only a problem on a Drabana level, if you're Molek, a non-carbon animal? How do you know that you can bring a Chatas Ha'of in a Suffolk case, She'ena Ne'achelas, but it's not eaten? Tamalomer the following. We have a puzzle that compares males and females. Machish the cable of Zachar. Mazachar may be carbon alavade, just like a Zachar could be bring a carbon for a Vadai case that he requires a carbon. Afnekeva may be a carbon alavade. So to a woman brings a carbon alavade. Which type of woman is Zava? A Zava brings carbonus. Umazachar may be ala Safik, just like a Zachar also brings on Safik. When does a male bring a carbon for a Safik? Ashim Talui. If I ate a piece of meat, I'm not sure if it was tray for kosher, I bring an asham talui. So just like a man can bring a carbon on a safek, avna kevim avi ala safek, so too a woman can bring it on a safek. What safek? Let's say she's not sure if she had a baby. She's not sure if she's a zava. So she's chayiv a chadas ofi safek. You bring it. Just like a man can bring an asham talui for a safek, so too a woman can bring the chadas for a safek. And just like the man, the same type of animal that he brings for a vada, he brings for a safek. All ashamos are the animals. So too in a keva, the type that she brings for a vadai, a bird, she brings for a safek. By a male, he brings the carbon hashem taloi and it's eaten. Should you say the same thing by the woman, that her chathas ha'of that's brought on the safek is eaten? Amri, we say, lo, no. If it marks b'zachar shekein iser echad, by a zachar, there's only one possible that iser you're doing. If you weren't born obligated, you're doing chulul ma'azara. Tomer ben akeva shesnei iserim. But by the nekeva, there are two problems here. My shnei iserim, what are the two problems? Lavis and nevela b'chulul ma'azara. One is chulul ma'azara. What's the other problem? Malika, nevela. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds it's a din d'oraisa, not a din d'rabbanan. So the more answer is maybe not. No, who says that these two Yisurim are the Rai? So maybe the Darabanan. So there's no Raya, the Rabbi Yossi, hold that Malika is a Daraisa problem. Period. Lema Ketanoi. Let's say now that our Machlokas, whether it's a Halacha Moshe Misina or Chinuch, is really the following Machlokas Tanoi. An Masli Ma'adir Ben Oba Nazir. What's the oldest age that a father can make a son into a Nazir? Machlokas. Achyavi Shtei Cyrus Devei Rebbe. Rebbe holds until Shtei Cyrus, meaning age 13. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yudah Omer Ashi Yagiel Onas Anadarim. A year before. Onas Anadarim. The Chazal Midir Abanan allow a boy and a girl to make Nadarim the year before they become a Gadol or a Gadola. That's called Onas Anadarim. So, how long does the father have? Till 12 or till 13? Let's talk about it for a boy. So, my Latanohi, what is the Machlokas about? Maybe it's the following. The Rebbe, Sava Rebbe, who says till 13... Halacha Ibn Azar holds is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Ava got the Yigil Onas and Nadarim, and even though the child already is independent regarding Nadarim, so therefore you should say logically that the father cannot do it for the son. Madulei Ba'azla Demaisi Shei Cyrus, he can still do it because that's the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's the Amar Ad Yigil Onas and Nadarim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda who says no, only till 12, a year before, Savar Hiyot Kedil Chanchel Mitzvah. It's all about Chinuch. The Kiva Dravik Bershusei, and since the child is already out of the Rishus of the father, regarding at least Tilchas Nadarim, Sulam Achayiv. So maybe the Machlokas, whether it's up till 12 or 13, is the Machlokas Halacha or Chinuch. The Gemara says no, two other possibilities. Amri, lo. The Kuli Am Halacha Ibn Azir. It could be that everybody holds this Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, V'Hacha B'Mufla Asamach Leishka Miflagi. And the Machlokas here is about that idea of Onas Nadarim, is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Rav Sava, Rebbe Sava Mufla Asamach Leish D'Rabbanan. Rebbe says the whole idea of allowing Nadarim a year before is D'Rabbanan. V'Yasa D'Oraisa V'Dachi D'Rabbanan. So the D'Oraisa right of the father overrides the D'Rabbanan independence given to the son. And therefore, the father can make him the son of Nadir even during this year. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda saw the opposite. No, Mufla Samach Leish Daraisa. No, he's independent on the Daraisa level. So the Daraisa of the father cannot overrule the Daraisa of the son. That's a second option of how to explain the Machlokas. Number three, V'ba Yaseima, Zekuli Amak Tilachatcha B'mitzvahs. Maybe everybody agrees it's Chinuch, U'mufla Samach Leish Rabbanan. And Mufla Samach Leish, everybody agrees it's the Rabbanan. So Rebbe Savar Asi Chinuch Rabbanan V'dachi Mufla Samach Leish Rabbanan. The Chiyuv of Chinuch on the father is Docha, the independence given to the son, D'Rabbanan, D'Rabbanan. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, D'Amar, Sheyagiyah Lo'onetzan Adarim. T'Ksavar, Lo'az Yechinat D'Rabbanan V'dachi, Mufla Samach Leish. If they're both D'Rabbanan, you have the flexibility of one is Docha, or one is not Docha. Period. Lema Hanitanoi Ki Hanitanoi. So let's try again. Let's say it's a Machlokas, a parallel Machlokas Tanoin. The Tanik of the Brisa says, it's Beferish, this one. Maisa Rabbi Chanin Shadir Aviv Ben Nazir. His father made him into a Nazir, and his father burned in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Botko, Rabbi Gamliel was checking him out. Laid them, Havi Shtei Cyrus and Lo Havi. He was checking him out whether Rabbi Gamliel was checking him if he brought two Cyrus or not. Rabbi Yossi Omer laid them, Egil Onus Anadarim in Lav. Whether he became 12. So the first one was checking to, the first version of the story is he was checking if he was 13. The second version of the story was checking if he was 12. So you see, it's a Mefurish Machlokas, Tanoim, parallel. Amar lo Rebbe, let's just finish the story. Al tistar lo botkani. Don't worry about checking me. I'm a little nazir anyway. Im katan ani ayyebishal abba. If I'm a katan, I'll be a nazir for my father. Im gadlan ani ayyebishal atzmo. If not, I take it on myself. Either way, I'm a nazir. Abadur Gamliel Vanashkal Roshar Gamliel kissed him. Amar Muftachani Bazeshamar Alach Be Yisrael. Oh, this guy's gonna, you're gonna be a great child, because you're accepting the Zeris either way. Amru Lo Hayyam Muatim Ashahora Harabi Yisrael. He became the Posek Hadar. period. Again, there's maybe we'll talk about tomorrow a little bit. But this is a makar, we'll see, for the checking by Doraisis for Chazaka Darabah. Chazaka Darabah, whether you don't know if Charlotte Sage Cyrus, maybe we'll start with Amogen Avram, and Reish Ayin Aleph, and also the makar, where does age 13 come from, and where does age 12 come from? It's a mefarish right here about Shimon and Levi. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. We'll see you here, see everybody again on the second day of Chol HaMoed. Second day of Chol HaMoed. First day of Chol HaMoed, there is no shir. The daf is only 3 lines long. Okay.